The 100th day of the Trump administration will actually be tomorrow, Saturday. But, you know, we're not going to be here with you tomorrow, so we got to do it now. Joining us on the line, Jared Meyer, Senior Research Fellow at the Foundation for Government Accountability. Good morning to you, Mr. Meyer.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, listen, as we look at the first 100 days, this simply just getting Gorsuch approved to the Supreme Court and confirmed through the Senate was a major, major policy goal of many people who voted for Donald Trump. I'm pleased with that. We could go home after that one, as far as I'm concerned. But what else have you seen in the first 100 days of this presidency that you like? What are your concerns about the first 100 days?
Well, I think one of the most promising things we've seen is that President Trump could be the first president ever to successfully reform regulation. Every president since Jimmy Carter, when they've taken office, they've talked a tough game on regulatory reform, but none of them have actually followed through on it. And of course, in 100 days, that's nowhere near enough time to start attacking the regulatory code. But President Trump's laying the groundwork for some success, let's say 3, 4, maybe even 8 years from now.
And that's, you and I get that, Brian gets that, our listeners understand what regulatory reform means and how it can affect the American people in our lives. But most people, though, hear that and they don't hear anything. All they understand are the big things, the sexy things, tax reform, getting money back in my wallet, health care reform, I pay less in premiums. So is there anything that we can look to in President Trump's first 100 days that the average person will go, yeah, that's really great?
Well, I think you're exactly right, pointing out that regulatory reform doesn't get all the attention that these other issues do, because where regulations come in, it's not for established businesses. I mean, by definition, they're complying with regulations. Even if they're onerous, they're still complying with them. They're able to stay open. It's those entrepreneurs, which I should point out, entrepreneurship, new business startup, it's at 30-year lows right now. So this is something that's really standing in the way of young entrepreneurs, people trying to start their businesses or work for themselves. So this is something that I think it's going to take a lot of work. It's not going to be a quick thing that you can just work with Congress on. But I am optimistic because Congress actually is taking this seriously as well. For far too long, Congress has punted off the responsibility of rulemaking to unaccountable executive agencies. But now I think they're willing to work with President Trump on taking back some of this authority. So maybe people will notice when new regulations start harming the economy rather than having this happen, below their level that they're paying attention to.
You know, I don't know anybody who's out there in industry who's a major CEO of a major company that can't point to some regulation that has been imposed upon them. They say this is just choking our ability to function. And I guess the Trump administration is hearing a lot about that kind of stuff. Also, reviewing past decisions by the previous administration on things like setting up certain federal lands as monuments, for example, that's being reviewed as well, and drilling rights offshore. That's something that's being reviewed as we speak even now.
Yeah, and believe it or not, there's something called the Congressional Review Act, which allows recent regulations that were just finalized to be undone by Congress. It was supposed to inject some accountability when it was passed 20 years ago, but it was only successfully used once. Yet President Trump, he has at least 13, from my count last time I was looking, where he's been able to successfully go through and get rid of some of these other regulations that Congress didn't want.
Yeah, in the executive order department, President Trump seems to be doing very well, especially because a lot of the things that President Obama did, he bypassed Congress and put them in executive orders so they can be very easily undone. Working with Congress is a much, I think, harder haul for President Trump. He's not used to doing that. He's a businessman. He owns his company. He makes the decisions. That's how it goes. Is he starting to get starting to realize the difficulty that he's going to have for things that have to be passed through Congress? And can he change his approach and how he manages in order to deal with that?
Well, I think one of the reasons we've seen so many executive orders at the beginning is that he just wanted to undo some of those executive orders from President Obama, or some of those administrators' interpretations, as they're known, which didn't have to go through a full rulemaking process or go through Congress. But I would be worried if he stays on this trend of using the pen and phone like President Obama did. I think the best thing we can do is inject some democratic accountability into our regulatory state. So I would like him to work with Congress. And as I said, they're willing. There's lots of good ideas that passed through the Congress last time, that even centrist ideas, like looking at regulations that are 10 years old and trying to get rid of some of those that President Obama ended up vetoing. So I hope Congress can take this up again. Again, it might be after they finish some big ticket items, but let's set the groundwork at least on the administrative side so that when Congress gets to this, we can move forward.
And if there was one thing that you could ask the president to address in his second 100 days, what would it be?
I think the main thing would push Congress to move one part of regulatory reform, which would be the RAINS Act, to the top of their priority. This would stop the bleeding, so to speak. It would make so that expensive regulations, rather than Congress having to explicitly vote them down, they'd have to affirmatively vote them forward if they're going to cost over $100 million a year. I think this would change it so that we would no longer have a million commandments from Washington, which is, if you look at our 175,000 pages of federal regulation, there's over a million times words like shall, must, or cannot are used. This is having a real effect on businesses. It's having a real effect on entrepreneurs. And I think President Trump's in a unique position to set us on a better path forward so that we don't just get constant growth.
Yeah, I like that one. Jared Meyer, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Have a fantastic weekend.
You too.
That is Jared Meyer, Senior Research Fellow at the Foundation for Government Accountability.